From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The UGA Weather Network is celebrating 30 years of service to agriculture. According to MorningAgClips.com, on June 1, 1991, the first agricultural University of Georgia weather station began transmitting data from Griffin, Georgia. Since then, the UGA Weather Network has grown to include 87 stations across the state. The 30-year record of continuous weather data makes UGA Weather Network one of the oldest state weather networks in the country. The United Fresh Produce Association is voicing concerns that pallet shortages have the potential to affect the availability of produce to consumers. UFPA says the lack of pallets is adding stress to a supply chain already facing the lack of available trucks and containers, ongoing labor challenges, fluctuating fuel costs, and pandemic-related challenges. The lumber and wood product shortage has increased the cost of raw lumber 200 to 350%. President Biden will meet President Vladimir Putin as planned on June 16th after holding Russia culpable for the ransomware attack that crippled meatpacker JBS. A White House spokesman tells Agriculture.com the administration is engaging directly with the Russian government on this matter and delivering the message that responsible states do not harbor ransomware criminals. JBS was hit by the attack in North America and Australia, but says their systems are back online and they're not sparing any resources to fight the threat. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.